This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. The House Intelligence Committee heard testimony from Mark Sandy, an Office of Management and Budget official, in the impeachment inquiry into President Donald Trump on Saturday. Democratic Congressman Eric Swalwell of California said Sandy's testimony related to a hold that the administration placed on millions of dollars of aid to Ukraine.
I'm not going to go into what he testified to, but this investigation is most importantly about $391 million in taxpayer dollars that was leveraged to ask the Ukrainians to investigate the president's political opponent.
Republican Congressman Mark Meadows of North Carolina said Sandy did not help the Democrats' case.
That the assumptions that Democrats have made and certainly the allegations that they have made have not been supported by the witnesses' testimony here today.
The committee later released transcripts of testimony from two additional White House aides, former National Security Council official Tim Morrison and Jennifer Williams, an aide to Vice President Mike Pence. Both were on a July 25th phone call between Trump and Ukraine's President Zelensky. Morrison largely confirmed previous testimony given by other witnesses. Williams said that President Trump's insistence that Ukraine carry out politically sensitive investigations struck her as unusual and inappropriate. Hong Kong riot police fired volleys of tear gas at protesters emerging from a university campus Sunday as overnight violence restarted. Thousands of students and activists have blocked the entrances to five universities in the city and stockpiled gasoline bombs, catapults, bows and arrows, and other weapons. Hours earlier, squads of Chinese Army soldiers helped to clear debris that has blocked key roads in the city for days. This is VOA News. Scuffles between police and activists have marred the anniversary of the birth of the Yellow Vest movement against government policies that are seen as favoring the rich in France. Lisa Bryant reports from Paris.
Demonstrators smashed store windows and bus stops in Paris, setting bonfires in some streets. Police and firemen responded with tear gas and water hoses. At least one of the demonstrations was canceled because of the violence. Paris has been mostly calm in recent weeks, but not Saturday. Some yellow vests and young thugs known as Black Blocs were back on the streets as the protest movement for greater economic justice marks its first year. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
Drivers and protesters blocked traffic in Tehran Saturday after President Hassan Rouhani's government imposed gasoline rationing and price hikes of at least 50%. We get more from Edward Uranian.
Dozens of protesters in the capital of Iran's Azerbaijan province, Tabriz, clashed with government security forces Saturday, pelting them with stones on a major highway through the city. Amateur video showed traffic stopped as police charged protesters in an attempt to chase them off the roadway. Protesters also blocked traffic using cars and buses in the capital, Tehran, amid an unseasonal snowstorm. Protests were reported Saturday in dozens of Iranian towns and cities for the second straight day following a government decision to raise fuel prices. A number of people reportedly were killed or wounded, but reports were conflicting over the exact casualty count. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Iraqi officials say protesters pushed closer to the Green Zone, Baghdad's fortified seat of government, on Saturday. AP correspondent Sarah Bassett reports.
Hundreds of protesters have taken control of part of a major bridge in central Baghdad, leading to the Green Zone, building barriers and shelters on it. Security forces are still deployed on part of the bridge in order to block the demonstrators. It is now the second bridge under their control. Protesters have taken to the streets in the tens of thousands, outraged by widespread corruption, lack of job opportunities, and poor basic services despite the country's oil wealth. At least 320 people have been killed and thousands have been wounded since the unrest began on October 1st. I'm Sarah Bassett.
And Venice will face another exceptional high tide later Sunday after its worst flooding in 50 years caused more than $1 billion worth of damage and submerged St. Mark's Square under a meter of water. For more, visit voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.